This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with us is Mark Lynn of the American Free Press. Now, bear with me today because I do have a strep throat. And I will probably be popping some kind of a throat relaxing, soothing, and then I will be able to scream, what is that, Dracula or something? But I have halls, so I'll be screaming halls. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Saturday. You know, this week just went by so fast, it's unbelievable. Was it? The same thing with you, Mark?
It did seem to fly by rather quickly, yes.
I know. Well, weren't we just here doing the same thing not long ago?
We were, indeed.
Yeah.
And here we are again. Imagine that.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad to be here.
And now, really have strep throat?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if this program was an hour earlier, I would be sounding like I'm speaking out of my nose.
Well, you should have let me know, and we could have come up with an arrangement. We could have had the mouth from the east replace you.
That's all right. Probably next Saturday, I probably won't be here, so we will have the mouth from the east or the mouth of the east here next Saturday. Of course, you know, I have to call him, and he has to say yes. Well, Mark, I guess let's get ready because people really go on to call us anti-Semitic, Jew haters. Once we finish with the program today, we might have the JDL with guns on our doors. But we will see. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, the things that was, of course, you know, we were telling you exactly what was happening in Gaza back in January, and the horrible, horrible things that the Israeli army had done. And, of course, we did tell you what their rabbis had said about, you know, how they were cheering on the soldiers going to battle, telling them that this is our time. God has chosen us to redeem the land and get rid of the Gentiles. And this was the more of the I guess the prep that was taking place before soldiers went into battle. We're going to be talking about some of this. I guess that's the music, and we will be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, everyone is welcome to call us at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We will be discussing the issue of war and, I guess, the morals of war. Is there any, laws and cans and cannot when it comes to war? Or would war be considered an open war? Even though we do have the Geneva Convention, the Fifth Geneva Convention had very much set up rules, and everybody who is a part of the United Nations supposed to abide by these rules. And, some of these rules, but of course, all these rules are man-made and, of course, divine or divinely made rules supersedes all man-made rules. But man very much put certain things in place to protect civilians, protect property at time of war. And what we're going to see now in Gaza, what happened, what took place, is nothing even close to being a Geneva Convention rules when it came to the Israeli attack on Gaza. Like I said, everyone is welcome to call us, 800-313-9443, except, of course, we decided not to actually take calls from idiots. So if you are an idiot, just don't bother calling because we will not be taking your phone call. And I would like to hear from people who are reasonable, people that can hold a conversation, regardless if they agree with me with that conversation or not. But I just need somebody, you know, with at least like 1 gram of brains. That's my minimum limit. I will not take any calls from anyone that has less than a gram of brains. So for everyone who has less than that, I'm sorry. You know, call it discrimination, call it whatever you want to, but 1 gram is my limit. I can't take any less than that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, supposedly the Israeli military is investigating the killing of Palestinian civilians. As you know, and some of you remember, that the president of Israel, Peres, and also the defense minister, Ehud Barak, and Tzipi Livni, and everybody else who was on the mainstream media, which they were, of course, 24 hours a day, saying that they have one of the best armies in the world, and the army is a moral army, it's a good army, we will not harm civilians, we're not there to kill civilians, Palestinians. That's exactly what the president of Israel said on many, many interviews. Well, right now, there is supposedly an investigation going on because, you know, as in any war, you are going to have some people who are not brainwashed, who will come back and say, you know what, forget about that stuff you told us before we went to war. This was criminal. This was killing innocent babies. And we were told, as Israeli soldiers, we were told by our rabbis to expect that. So rabbis affiliated with the Israeli army actually urged troops heading into Gaza to reclaim what they said was God-given land and get rid of the Gentiles. You know, this is how backward these people are. You know, the people that, you know, President, former President George Bush and everybody else called them the only democracy in the Middle East, and it's supposed to be a civilized country, a technologically superior to its neighbors, like a carbon copy of a Western society. But, you know, when you have rabbis telling soldiers headed into battle that you were chosen by God to go and get rid of the Gentiles, you know, which in 22 days, Israel had killed over 1,300 Palestinians. More than half of those killed were women and children, and over a third were children below the age of 14. So you can see what kind of message these soldiers and what kind of prepping those soldiers were getting from their rabbis who were sending them off to battle to get rid of the Gentiles. Now, there are many transcripts from these soldiers who came back and actually identified what was happening. You know, one of them is, you know, he's saying that the general atmosphere among people that he spoke to, this is like a soldier, saying that the lives of Palestinians are, let's say, far, far less important than the lives of our soldiers, and that the religious literature that those soldiers were given before they went to battle, and I caught, he's saying, the feeling of almost a religious mission. So those people were on a mission from God. You know, it reminds me of John Belushi in the movie? What's that?
The
movie?
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. You know, we are on a mission from God. So,
but this case, it's the Jews Brothers.
Yeah. Well, you know, they claim that they were on a mission from God, and that's what was happening actually in Gaza, you know, like some of these testimonies, like Danny Zammer, the head of Yitzhak Rabin Military Academy, which organized the Soldiers Forum, said that the Gaza operation was an unusual military action in the IDF history that established a new unknown norm in the IDF's ethical code, which is, this is the biggest lie. Let's just say this is the first war that Israel could not really hide what it was doing, even though they prevented journalists and TV stations and reporters from going into Gaza. But, you know, they're talking about that this was a different, unknown norm in the IDF ethical code. No. The ethical code has always been, you know, we've seen what they did in Jenin, but of course we did not really get to see what they did. We saw the aftermath of what they did in Jenin in 2005, I believe, or 2004. I'm not really sure when they committed that massacre. But they do the same thing every day throughout the West Bank, and they did this throughout Gaza before they decided to withdraw from Gaza. And the soldiers, their testimonies, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to go through a lot of these testimonies, but they are saying horrible, horrible things that they were told by their leaders, actually, to go ahead and, you know, kill these civilians, kill these mothers, kill these children. A mother that was walking by the road, an older lady that was walking by the road, and you know, we've seen a lot of these things taking place. And the fad now in Israel, as a matter of fact, from those returning soldiers, see, there's an outfit in Israel that it prints like T-shirts and insignias on like uniforms, whatever you want to, whatever unit you are in the Israeli army, they will print you whatever you you order. Some of these T-shirts that, of course, you know, they have to be actually approved by somebody in their units that they can actually put their unit's name and insignia on a T-shirt with the message. And one that I'm looking at right now, as a matter of fact, a T-shirt that I'm looking at is a Palestinian woman, a pregnant Palestinian woman, and the crosshairs of a sniper gun is right there. The crosshairs is right on her belly. And it says underneath, one shot, two kills. So it's like in one shot, you kill two. And they were told that, you know, did babies, mothers weeping on their children graves, and, you know, they were told to go ahead and print stuff like this. A gun aimed at a child and a bombed-out mosque. These are just some of the stuff that these soldiers had actually asked to print on these T-shirts. Different slogans, horrible, horrible slogans. They were actually... So this is the message that the Israeli soldiers, or one of them, a T-shirt with a young Palestinian woman with bruises... And the slogan underneath, it says, "Bet you got raped." So this is how heartless and cold these people are. And I don't think God really condones what these people are. It is far from having God's blessings to what these creatures, these monsters, these beasts have done based on their religious teachings. And this is what the rabbis are making out of these young Israeli soldiers. Remember, Israeli soldiers are like 18, 19 years old. And, you know, they teach them this, they feed them this with in a bottle when they were children and infants. Well, anyway, give us a call, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
All right, welcome back. We are back, and we are talking about the morals of war. And, you know, other slogans on these T-shirts, you know, soldiers saying to Palestinian mothers that your son's fate is in my hand. You know, I thought that our fate, all of us, was in God's hands, but I guess these little monsters, these little creatures are actually playing God. And, you know, there's a lot of these sickening slogans and designs that these soldiers actually wear and print, but it's all coming from their teachings and from their education and how these people are really raised. Well, let's go to the phones. We have Ivan in New York on line two. Ivan?
Hi, thanks for allowing me to talk. A question I would ask, were you ever in the Army yourself?
What's that?
Were you ever in an Army? Were you ever a soldier?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because you're mentioning what soldiers do and how they don't do and what they should do by Geneva Convention, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, my question would be that, first of all...
Is your question, was I in the Army?
The last confrontation was
you get
that
only one,
the
you only get
one
Army
was, uniformed?
You only get one question.
Under the flag? Pardon?
You only get one question.
Well, okay, the one question is, the word genocide or killing deliberately civilians. 95,000 Germans died with the bombing of the city Dresden in a single night.
Correct.
1,500, you're telling me, Palestinians died, some of them being armed terrorists. How can you make quite the difference? 92%.
Why are you, Ivan?
Mark, hold on. What is the difference with what?
You used the term.
There's no difference between what happened in Gaza and what happened in Dresden. Civilians
don't
died.
Any difference?
It was a horrible genocide in Dresden as it was in Gaza. Those babies were not terrorists, and those terrorists that you call in terrorists are somebody's freedom fighters. Those were not killing Israelis. Israelis came to their homes to kill them.
How come the people
who they're
fighting for?
Ask your question. What is your question?
That they're fighting for. So
what is your question?
What is that?
What is your question? Ask you. Listen, you can't talk when I'm talking. So you stop talking, so you will hear me. What is your question? All right, get him off. Let's go to Anthony in North Carolina.
Hello.
Yes.
I hope you don't think I'm an idiot, Dr. Tilawi.
If you have more than 1 gram of brains, you're not.
Well, I've listened to your show the past 2 weekends, and they're nothing but drunk guys.
This is, by the way, one of his buddies. I know him. I know his voice. I've dealt with him many, many times.
Yeah.
And I should not have taken his call because he does have less than 1 gram. So, but
I just wanted to say that I'm an objective person, and I look to your show to provide a different viewpoint. And it has divided my family, but, you know, I think that you speak reasonably, and there's something to listen to with what you say. And if my family gets mad at me because I listen to your show, then sorry.
Anthony, what's the issue with your family?
My parents are Jewish,
mm-hmm.
but they're not religious. And my mom's she's going to church the past couple of years. And my dad's kind of he's not really religious or anything, but he's Jewish. So anything that is against Israel that's automatically marked as you're a hate monger.
Well,
you know,
are you saying that they go to a Christian church but that they're Jewish?
My dad is Jewish, but my mom is a Christian.
Uh-huh.
So anything that marks, anything that's critical of you know, the regular cabal that we have, anything that speaks of against, you know, what they call against Israel, you're called a hate monger.
Well, you know what, Anthony? First of all, as far as your family being against you, it was actually Jesus who said that I've come to divide a family, to turn a son against his father and a daughter against her mother. He made it clear that the kind of message that he was preaching, and he was preaching a message very similar to the message that Hashem and I are preaching, which is against this mindset, this Jewish supremacist mindset. You know, if you follow that path and you go up against these people, you will lose your friends, you will lose your family. So consider yourself lucky you're in good company.
Anthony, stay with me. I'm going to hold you up till after the break, so stay with me because I have a couple of comments to make, too. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony, if I was a Jew, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing and more. Because if I was a Jew, I would refuse that this bastard state called Israel hijack the Jewish religion and call itself a Jewish state and lump sum every Jew in the world. I guarantee you that was their fatal mistake, because the truth will come out and Jews around the world will stand up, as they are standing now, by the way, and saying no to Israel. And I guarantee you, from what we are seeing now and the political environment and the, you know, thank God for the internet that actually is getting
well,
to more
well, let
and
me
more.
Say this. That whole thing in Gaza is absolute abuse of human rights.
Exactly.
I mean, you saw it right there on TV, right there in front of your face. That is absolutely horrible. It's been going on for 20 years. And I don't care what your religion is. You know, I'm not a Jewish. I'm a Christian. I would not treat my enemy, if somebody I didn't agree with or whatever, I would not treat somebody in this manner.
Well, Anthony,
right.
you should thank God every day, because, you know, there are a lot of people who call themselves Christians, a lot of people who call themselves God-fearing Jews, and they don't feel the way you do. That that part of you, your conscience, that tells you that this is wrong, they have taken that thing and they have locked it away in a closet. And they have adopted a completely different alter ego for their conscience now, where evil is good and good is evil. So as much as it may cause you, you know, a lot of pain, the fact that it has divided you from your family to a certain degree, you should thank God that you don't think like them. Imagine being that miserable human being that you actually look upon the slaughter of thousands of innocent women and children and that you think that it's good.
I am a veteran, and I've been in Afghanistan, and I knew that there was a sham and a fraud, and that's what woke me up.
Well, it's different for everybody, Anthony. You know, for me,
this is a fraud.
It was
seeing a perpetuate on the whole world of to be against the people that they're trying to make them out to be enemies that really have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, Anthony, you should thank God every day that you feel the way you do. Imagine being one of these poor bastards who thinks that all of this is good.
Yeah. Well, now I enjoy at least I get radio shows like you and all over that there's other people that have the views, you know, and I'm thankful for that. And we're not going to put up with this. Mm-hmm. And we're friends. And but they try to make people out to be enemies of folks that, you know, we agree on the same values and principles. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Go
ahead. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Mark, you know, we are in the 21st century. And, you know, when people are still thinking that what was written in the Old Testament and in the Torah, that you can apply that to what is happening today. That's the scary thing. And the scary thing is when we are, as United States, associating ourselves with that country, and so many times with Israel, so many times you heard our leaders saying that, you know, our values are the same, our morals are the same, when in fact, probably, you know, it is far from being, these are far from being our morals. Now, maybe our soldiers in Iraq, which they were very much dragged, kicking and screaming to Iraq to go and take care of a job for Israel. But if we excuse me. Now, if we look at, like, there's so many verses in the Bible, like Ezekiel 9, chapter 9, verses 3-7. I'll read just from verse 5, and it says, "And to others, he said in my hearing, pass through the city after him and strike. Your eye shall not spare, and you shall show no pity. Kill old men outright, young men and maidens, little children and women, but touch no one on whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary." So they began with the elders who were before the house. Then he said to them, "Defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go out." So they went out and struck in the city. You know, this is exactly the type of mentality, and this is exactly what the rabbis, and we can go on and on with different verses in the Torah, and you will see that what are these rabbis going to teach? They're going to teach what they have in the Torah, in the Talmud, and that's exactly what is being taught to these Israeli soldiers, that you are actually going out there to do God's work, which he wants you to redeem the land before you can redeem yourselves. So these soldiers thinking that, you know, we always hear people talking about, Muslims, they're waiting for 72 virgins, etc. But we're not seeing Muslims collectively doing what the Israelis are doing collectively, which is
thinking that they will redeem themselves and go to heaven by redeeming the land, which is get rid of the Gentiles. And that was the message to the Israeli soldiers, get rid of the Gentiles.
Well, you know, Hashem, the amazing thing is that this is what you and I were saying, and you and I were really the only ones who were pointing out that this war in Gaza is nothing but a manifestation of what the Jews are commanded to do in their Old Testament, that all of it, specifically even using the phosphorus, okay, that all of this goes back to their Old Testament. These people, they do not live in the 21st century AD. They live in the 21st century BC. Now, when we said this months ago, people were telling us we were crazy, we were anti-Semitic, and yet now here we have, coming right out of Israel itself, we have these news reports saying that these soldiers were instructed by their rabbis, this is your Jewish duty, this is what we are commanded to do in the Torah. In fact, listen to this. One of the chief rabbis in Israel, right before the war was started in Gaza, he was speaking to his IDF soldiers under him, and he said, we need ethics from the Torah, not from the Christian world, which teaches to turn the other cheek. Now, right there should tell people there is no such creature as this thing, Judeo-Christianity, that we hear all about. This rabbi himself, a religious expert on Judaism, he is saying, don't give us this Christian BS about love thy neighbor and whatnot. We are here to kill the Gentiles. We are here to kill the enemy, drive them out of this land, women, men, children, even donkeys and sheep. Kill them as well. So, you know, I'm generally, and I know you're not either, we're not the type to say I told you so, but, you know, in this instance, we told you so.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we talk about, you know, I've always went on the record saying we don't hate Jews. We are not anti-Semitic. I'm a Semite myself. You're part Semite. But what we are explaining to people is something that we know because we do a lot of research. We read a lot. We talk to a lot of people. And we know what these rabbis were saying at the time when they were saying it. Now, like you pointed out, Mark, when we were telling people, they probably said, oh, well, what do you expect them to say? They're probably making this stuff up. But when you hear real soldiers and soldiers' testimony coming from battle who will tell you that this is exactly what they did and how they instructed us and what they told us why we are going to war for, then you cannot help it but say, there is a problem with what these people are being taught, and we need to bring these people back to the 21st century. Let me go to the phones with John in Cleveland on line two. John?
All right.
John, you're up.
No.
Yes, you're up.
Bob.
Hello?
John?
I'm John, yes. John from Cleveland.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got a couple of questions, but let me start first. What is your comment on the riots that have happened in Malmo about the Israeli tennis team? Any comments or knowledge
about
that?
I'll tell you what my comment is, the following. Thank God there are people out there, or there's people out there who will take it into their own hand and say no to wrong. And these people refused to honor a team, an Israeli team, even though it's a sports team, but it's representing that country called Israel. And those people refused, even though they're not Palestinians, they're not Muslims, they're not Arabs. But they are humans, and what they saw happening in Gaza is against their own moral judgment, and they went out to tell the world that what Israel has done is wrong.
Oh, because I'd kind of thought that community they're in Malmo is very heavily Arabic and and Muslim, but maybe I have that wrong. That's just what the news said.
Wait a minute. Now, which one are you talking about? You're talking about the one that was in Spain or Italy, right?
No, in Sweden, in Malmo.
Or Sweden. Okay, Sweden. Yeah, I mean, it was. I forgot which one it was because there was other events that took place. It's the Malmo, yes, in Sweden. That's where, as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, that was the only city that actually agreed to host the that sports team because it was refused. They were supposed to go to another city, probably, I don't know what city they were supposed to go to, but then the mayor of that city decided that he will take them there, but the people in that city actually came out and spoke. It is not heavily, and I've seen, and the videos are on YouTube. You can go and see it. Sure, you can see the Palestinian flags because these people sympathize with the Palestinians, but most people that you see are white Europeans who were out in that demonstration.
Hey, John.
John,
let me ask you a question. How did you feel about the boycotting of the South Africans in years past?
How did I feel about the boycotting the South Africans personally?
Yeah.
Well, I've certainly got into some big arguments with South Africans that thought it was unfair. And
how would you feel about that?
At the time, I supported the boycott. I will say that the country is
not evolving. And how do you feel about the boycott of the Israeli soccer team?
The boycott of the Israeli soccer team? Well, I didn't know there was such a thing, but
you just asked a question about it.
No, I'm talking about the tennis team, not the soccer team.
Okay, I'm sorry, the tennis team. So, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, and I was talking about the riots associated with the playing of the team. I just curious to know, and it might have been misreported in the press. That's all.
Well, it all depends on what press you are watching, because I've seen those youth when they were hollering. Rocks and getting up on top of police cars and shaking them and all this stuff. All you have to do is just look at the face of those youths, and they were white Swedish. They were Swedish,
okay.
from that country. They were not Muslims. They were not Arabs. That is, of course, we did see some women wearing the veil there, but the majority of those people were white people.
Bob, move the screen, please.
What is the matter with you? Why can't you guys just call in one at a time? Why do you have to get together?
He has somebody
like
with him
gaggle,
on the line?
Like
is that
a
what
gaggle
I'm
of stupid teenage girls and
okay.
have to do this where you call like prank calls. What's the matter with you people?
Okay.
What?
Well, next time I'm going to say, okay, let's get him off if he has somebody else on the line. They need to identify. If you're going to call us and you're going to have somebody else with you on the line, we will still put you on, but... provided that you do have 1 gram of brain in your head, we will put you on. Just identify that you do have somebody else on the line. Okay, let's go to Lindsay in Georgia on line 3. Lindsay?
Hello, Hashem?
Yes.
I'm not even listening to the show, but I was going to call in about other issues. But I am so damn sick and tired. Every time I listen to your show, you've got these Israeli agents who, according to the news reports, they've got these people who are being paid and even volunteering their time to call in spam articles, just throwing their Zionist lies in trying to diffuse and dilute the truth that good people like you and Glenn and Mike Piper, I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry. I'm just so upset.
That's all right.
After listening.
That's all right. Well, you know, Lindsay, if I can just say something. This is a good thing, you see, because, you know, for a long time, the Gentiles, for lack of a better word, they didn't realize that they were being mentally raped. They didn't realize that all of this was taking place. Now, with these idiots doing things like this, it's becoming apparent. You see, as all these stories are.
It's
a good thing. We should be rejoicing. I mean, like these news stories about these IDF guys wearing these shirts and whatnot,
exactly.
Where they're bragging about the innocent women and children they've killed. I mean, as maddening as it is, we need to rejoice over this because because of the fact that these people think they have nothing to worry about now and they're living large, that has always been their downfall. That is what has always preceded them being kicked out of a country or otherwise being dealt with the way that they should be according to their criminal nature.
They have no just absolute hubris. The Zionist cabal, they truly believe, since they've taken over banking, they're the CEOs of the major food corporations. They run by obfuscation the government, the major governments of the world. These people truly do believe that they can do anything they want with impunity, because they truly know in their minds and hearts that they, since they control all of the organs, they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And that's what is so frustrating, so maddening, is how can people at this point not see it? How can you not see what is in front of your face?
I feel you. Especially I feel you. Thanks, Lindsay. Appreciate it. Thanks. Unfortunately, we have to take a quick break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we do have a lot of people waiting. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll carry this over to the next hour, because it's extremely important that people understand where we're coming from. This has nothing to do with hating another group of people. This is exposing what some people in the 21st century still believe, that what they are now. I'm not saying what you're reading in the Bible, not to take it at heart, but I think you need to understand what it says, and you need to understand the symbolic of what you're reading in the Bible. Let's go to Michael Piper, the Mouth of the East.
Yes, the mouth of the East arrives. Yeah, Hashem and Mark, I have been working here as I've been listening to the program, so if I am repeating anything you've said, forgive me. But, you know, this story, which you're talking about, was featured, at least I know, in the Washington Post today. And I want to read, I just want to read some excerpts for the audience. Now, remember, this is coming from the Washington Post, the most distinguished newspaper in America. The headline on the story says, Israeli soldier says military rabbis framed Gaza mission as religious. And it quotes directly what the military was told by the rabbis. And here's a direct quote. We are the Jewish people. A miracle brought us to the land of Israel. God returned us to the land, and now we have to struggle so as to get rid of the Gentiles who disturb us from conquering the Holy Land. Now, Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, said that the material compared the Palestinians to Old Testament invaders who now, quote, claim they deserve a state here, unquote. The bottom line here, the bottom line as I see it, is that this is an open admission that there is this religious problem there, and that the Zionist agenda, the Zionist mentality, is driven by a very real hatred of those they call the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if language such as this were to be used by me or you guys or anybody else here on RBN or by American Free Press, Abe Foxman and the whole crew, the crowd at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, they would be screaming to high heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But yet here we find that this is in fact the bottom line motivation as far as the religious leaders in what we call the Jewish state. This is their bottom line, and I think, as Mark said, we should be celebrating that the truth is coming out. They are no longer hiding what they really believe. And we, on the other side, now, I don't think anymore, really need to pull our punches or to even pretend to give them a pass, because they're saying they hate us and they want to get rid of us. We're the Gentiles.
And you know what, Mike? The amazing thing is, when you look back just a few weeks ago at how quickly this hurricane erupted over the comments of Bishop Williamson.
Absolutely.
And it was covered by every Western media outlet in the world.
That's right. Listen, keep up the good work, fellas.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, we have 1 hour gone. We have another hour coming up. Keep those calls coming. We'll be right back.